I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
I will be remembered as a caitiff, a malefactor. But remember this. Without me, and men like me, your glorious railroad would never be built.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we lay down tracks to a transcontinental pass known as Hell on Wheels. In this edition of our program, we are proud to welcome Common and Anson Mount, the stars of AMC's Western series, Hell on Wheels. Common is also a Grammy-winning artist and has appeared in such films as American Gangster, Date Night, and Terminator Salvation. Mr. Mount is known for such dramas as Conviction, Supremacy, and SEAL Team 6, The Raid on Osama Bin Laden. Over the next segment, Common and Anson Mount will help us explore virtually every aspect of this rough-and-tumble TV series, whose second season is now available on DVD and Blu-ray, as we track the history of this remarkable program. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to be railroaded, feel free to grab your golden spike as we steam out of the present to make our transcontinental connection in the past. Gentlemen, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Common and Anson, you star in AMC's Hell on Wheels, whose second season is now available on DVD and Blu-ray. Common, for folks who might be discovering the show for the first time, tell us the premise of Hell on Wheels and the character you play.
Well, Hell on Wheels is based around the building of the Transcontinental Railroad, and that started post-Civil War, so you had all these people coming from, you know, that history, whatever existed during those times, coming together to build this big dream and to get away from what they had once existed in. And that means former slaves, former slave owners, the Irish, women trying to find themselves redefine themselves and find work. So you have all these people coming together. How do they relate? I really feel the show deals with, like, what we have to go through in America right now. It really shows us how some things haven't changed. And I think the themes of how some of America was built on violence and greed, some parts of America is dealing with, you know, obviously prejudice and bad race relations. I mean, all that is in our show. And it's in a Western. The setting is a Western, and it's a great drama.
Right, basically the show is a metaphor. And Anson, if the show is a metaphor, what does it say about what's happening in reality in terms of how your last season ended?
That's a good question. I think that our show, when it's operating at its best in terms of being a metaphor, it's about ambition and the dark side of ambition, which is hubris. And when you get too far ahead of yourself and you start to think, oh, I'm the creator of my own destiny, that tends to be around the time that God figures out a way for a tree branch to smack you in the face.
Right, exactly.
Right? And so that was, metaphorically, that's what happened to us. Is Colin Bohannon had, for two seasons, likened the construction of the Transcontinental Railroad to a kind of war. And I believe that the God or universe, whatever you want to call it, from that point of view, if there is a point of view of God or the universe for us, the attitude, I guess, was, oh really?
Right.
Well, let's see what you can do with a real war, and that lesson learned. So the end of season two was a crashing to the bottom of both the project reality, and it's crashing to the bottom of Cullen's reality. And so season three is about a maturation, for lack of a better word.
Common, what is the most challenging thing about playing your character, Elam, and how has the character grown over the past couple of years?
Well, I think the most challenging thing I would think would be, you know, at certain times it's painful scenes you have to do. Like, I mean, even from the first season when my character was being hung, it wasn't a good feeling. I think, you know, I remember going home that day, like, feeling very heavy. I had to go see, like, a teenage love story movie or something, because it was just like I was feeling bad. And I think, you know, some of those things are the challenges. Sometimes, you know, it's challenging for me to work like every day and have to deliver, which I really love that, to be honest. I love that challenge about it. I think I've seen Elam develop in ways like originally it felt like Elam was there to establish, like, hey, as a black man, I want my freedom, and he was a former slave, so he felt that way, and he felt like, you have to recognize me as a human being, and that is still there as far as being recognized as a human being, but now it seems like Elam wants to move up in the world. He wants to have a family. He wants to, like, have rank in running the railroad, and I think he believes the sky is the limit, so... I mean, and he's seen more of the world just being out in Hell on Wheels, so that's where I've seen Elam grow.
Anson, how do you view your character, Cullen, and did this role come to you at a good time in your career?
This role came to me at the perfect time in my career. I'd been saying for about 3 years to myself, God, the universe, whatever, pretty much every day, I want to do Western, I want to do Western, I want to do Western. And that this came along, I couldn't have played this role 10 years ago because I don't think that I was secure enough in my own identity or my own presence to be able to play somebody with the depth and manhood, frankly, of Cullen Bohannon. I've found it fascinating to play a man from the 19th century and doubly fascinating to play a man from the 19th century who's dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder before that was a diagnosis. And to explore, you know, somebody who is addicted to conflict, addicted to violence. I've played a lot of different addictions before, but I've never been able to play that one. And it is by far the most interesting.
Hey, guys, where can people find out more about yourselves, the DVD and Blu-ray release, and Hell on Wheels online?
That's a great question. Well, I have a very active presence on Twitter. I'm at Anson Mount. And AMC does a very good job of updating their website and has all the behind the scenes of every episode that we've done for the first two seasons.
Yeah. And you also, I'm also on Twitter at Common. And, you know, you definitely can go out and get the DVD and Blu-ray. It's out right now, the second season. And we're premiering August 10th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time on Saturday, August 10th, which our show will be on Saturday, so you could definitely get to check out the new season 3, which is incredible. And, you know, we're on Twitter, and I do have a website called thinkcommon.com, but you can also check me on the AMC Hell on Wheels website.
Common and Anson Mount starring in AMC's Hell on Wheels, whose season premiere begins August 10th, and is also available on DVD and Blu-ray. Gentlemen, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thanks, Jim.